Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Our current emphasis in the Beacon Broadcast is interpreting the Old Testament in the light of the New. And most recently, we have taken up the question of John the Baptist and the question of whether or not he is the Elijah prophesied by Malachi in chapter 4 concerning the return, or the coming, I should say, not the return. Return is a loaded word, and that's not what the text says, but concerning the coming of Elijah. And we've examined four of the five New Testament texts, which seem to teach very clearly and strongly that John the Baptist is the Elijah prophesied by Malachi. But there's one more text, and that's the clinker. And it's John chapter 1, verse 21. And they asked him, this would be the, we'll back up to verse 19. Now this is the testimony of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." So when this question was put directly to John, "Are you Elijah?" he said, "I am not." Now this really raises a dilemma, doesn't it? Because John, being asked the question directly, answers no, which seems to be a contradiction of the statements of both Gabriel and Christ in the other texts that we examined, namely Luke 1:17, Matthew 17:10-13, and the parallel in Mark 9:11-13, and the text in Matthew 11:14. So, four of the five texts that refer to this question strongly say, yes, John the Baptist is the Elijah of Malachi chapter 4, but one of them seems to say the opposite. And that is certainly doubly difficult in the light of our proposed rule of interpretation drawn from Romans 16:25-26, which launched this whole study, this whole emphasis, namely that New Testament revelation is by the design of God clearer than the Old Testament scriptures, and that New Testament interpretation of Old Testament texts should be regarded as authoritative and final. But here we seem to have different New Testament texts making opposite statements, drawing opposite conclusions regarding the same Old Testament prophecy. And so then that raises the question, is the New Testament less clear than the Old? Okay, that's our work that we've got to address today, and our work is certainly cut out for us. Now, what is going on in John chapter 1? Well, it is a dialogue between John and the Jews. The three explanatory statements of historical information in verses 19, 24, and 28, and the questions that we need to answer are, number one, who were the Jewish questioners? We find them identified in verse 19 as the priests and Levites, and in verse 24 as Pharisees. That's not a contradiction, that's additional information. Verse 24 says, now those who were sent were from the Pharisees. But of course, priests and Levites could belong to the sect of the Pharisees, and evidently the majority of them did, though some would have been Sadducees. So that's the explanation. So who were the Jewish questioners? They were Pharisees. Why did they come to John? Well, there's two possibilities. Number one, they were serious seekers of the truth who really wanted to know, who John was, or they were insincere blockers of John's mission. They were trying to put a stumbling block in his path. Now, given what we know about the Pharisees in the New Testament and their extensive interaction with Jesus Christ, I think we would have to say that the second explanation of their approaching John is the more likely one. It is not likely that they were sincerely trying to find out the truth about John, but more likely that they were trying to trip him up. That raises the question, what was John's purpose in talking to them? Well, it was, number one, to show polite respect to recognized religious authority, which the Bible teaches us to do all the way through. Remember David and his relationship with Saul, the king? Even when Saul was trying to kill him, how that David continued to give him respect because he was the king, anointed by God. And likewise, Jesus told his followers to give the religious leaders of his day respect because they sat in Moses' seat. They were the teachers and interpreters of the Mosaic Law. And even though most of them were hypocrites, as Christ himself pointed out, Christ himself exposed them as such, he nevertheless said to give them the honor that is appropriate to their position. So John's response to the people who came to trip him up was a polite and godly response. And he, I think, endeavored to avoid unprofitable debate, which would simply detract from his mission. And it was always John's desire to point the Jews to Jesus as the Messiah, if they were interested in vital truth. And those who were sincere in finding out who John was and accepting the testimony of the scriptures regarding John as being the forerunner of the Messiah, would have profited by John's pointing them to Christ and would have followed Christ instead of continuing to follow John. And many of the disciples of John did exactly that. And some of them became apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, with that in mind, that in the background, let's take a closer look at the dialogue that we find in John chapter 1. In verse 19, the question is, who are you? In verse 20, John answers, I am not the Christ. In verse 21, they come back with another question, are you Elijah? His answer, no. Another question, are you the prophet? Evidently a reference to Deuteronomy 18:15. Where Moses said God would raise up another prophet like him that God's people should follow. Are you the prophet? By the way, the prophet of Deuteronomy 18:15 turns out to be Christ. But not everyone knew that or interpreted it that way. But at any rate, they asked specifically, are you the Christ? No. Are you Elijah? No. Are you the prophet? No. Verse 22, a follow-up question, a demand really, then who are you? Answer, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, a reference to Isaiah 40, verse 3, and could be a more oblique reference to the first part of Malachi's prophecy regarding John in chapter 3 and verses 1 and following. You see that in verse 22? And they asked him, who are you that we may give an answer to those who sent us? What do you say for himself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. So, they came back with another question after he told them this answer. Why do you baptize? Verse 25. They asked him, saying, why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? His answer, verse 26. I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you do not know. It is he coming after me, who coming after me is preferred before me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. So, his answer, why do you baptize? He didn't answer that question directly. He said, I baptize with water, but Christ is the one that you need to receive. He kept pointing them to Christ. I'm preparing the way for the coming king. I'm preparing the way for the Christ, the Messiah of God. And you will see in these answers that John's answers were designed all along to point men to Christ. He's being very careful not to distract from Christ. Now let's examine some possible explanations for John's denial in verse 21. Are you the Elijah? He said, I am not. One possible explanation is that he did not know that he fulfilled the prophecy of Malachi, that he was Elijah. The angel said that the son born to Zacharias and Elizabeth would fulfill the prophecy of Malachi. Jesus said that John the Baptist was the Elijah prophesied by Malachi, but it's possible that John himself did not know that. If we have to weigh these different answers, we would have to take the answer of Christ and the answer of an angel sent directly from God, a messenger straight from the throne of God to Zacharias, as more perfect knowledge and a better answer than given by John. John could have been mistaken, is what I'm saying. He answered truthfully as far as he knew, but he maybe did not know about Gabriel's announcement. He maybe hadn't heard Christ's statements at this early point. I'm sure he hadn't, because they hadn't been made yet. Because John was a fallible man. And therefore, if we have to choose between the words of John and the words of Gabriel and Christ, I think I'm going to choose the words of Gabriel and Christ. But that, of course, presupposes that there's a contradiction here. In other words, in regard to the very nature of the Bible, we must understand that not every statement in the Bible is true, but all are accurate. You say, that sounds like double talk. No. The Jews, for example, were quoted in the New Testament as saying that Jesus is a drunkard and a glutton. That's not true. But it is an accurate statement of their words. When the Bible says they said it, you can be sure they said it. It doesn't mean that they were right. In fact, they were wrong. But it is an accurate representation of what they said. When the Bible tells us, for example, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. The Bible is not saying there is no God. The Bible is accurately reporting that foolish people say things like that. That is an accurate statement of what one or more fool has said in his heart, but it's certainly not true that there is no God. You get the idea. And that's why the Bible requires careful study. We need to know who's speaking to whom and so forth. However, I don't prefer the explanation that John didn't know that he was Elijah. I think it's likely that John did know the prophecy of Gabriel to his father. I'm sure his father would have passed that on to him. And I would rather think that John is speaking here in chapter 1 as a spirit-empowered prophet. So I think what we're seeing is that John was answering the delegates according to their understanding of Malachi's prophecy, not his own. Question, are you Elijah the Tishbite? Based upon their erroneous understanding of Malachi. Answer, no, I'm not Elijah the Tishbite. Because what if John had said, yes, I am Elijah. Would the Jews have accepted this answer? Would they have appreciated this insight? Or would they have argued, no, you're not. We know that you're not Elijah the Tishbite. You see? So, I think this is the explanation. Now, we'll have to come back and take it up tomorrow because, as so often happens, our time is running out. So we'll try to do that. I hope you'll join me tomorrow on Tuesday as we continue this discussion of John's answer in John chapter 1. Until then, good day. May God give you his eternal peace.